Democrats and Republicans already are taking to the nation's airwaves 15 months before the election, and we've asked NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik to keep tabs on the candidates, their ads, and their rhetoric. In his first story today, he finds Republican Mitt Romney trying to make the case that he's the true conservative in the GOP race, and he finds Romney making a few more subtle pitches along the way.
No presidential candidate has spent more money on ads than Mitt Romney, and polls show it's paying off, for the moment, in the key states of New Hampshire and Iowa. For this latest commercial, he's buying television time there and in South Carolina. So let's take a stroll on the beach with Romney. The ad starts with a montage of waves in sepia tone and shots of kids running on the sand.
I'm deeply troubled about the culture that surrounds our kids today. Following the Columbine shootings, Peggy Noonan described our world as the...
You're quoting Peggy Noonan? Really? That's going to get votes?
Most casual voters don't know who Peggy Noonan is.
That's Dan Schnur. He's a Republican media guy, though he's sitting this cycle out. Schnur says there's a good reason to invoke Noonan, a Wall Street Journal columnist who wrote many of President Reagan's most eloquent speeches.
Citing someone like Noonan, a leading cultural conservative voice, sends out a very subtle set of cultural and political connectors, if you will, to an audience that may not know much about Mitt Romney at this early stage of the campaign.
Aha! So, back to the beach, where Romney quotes Noonan talking about the
ocean in which our children now swim.
And we're awash in metaphor.
She described a cesspool of violence and sex and drugs and indolence and perversions.
The waves look rough and the water looks murky. Then Romney says he wants to clean up the water our kids are swimming in. Metaphorically, of course. And the music lightens.
I'd like to see us clean up the water in which our kids are swimming. I'd like to keep pornography from coming up on their computers. I'd like to keep drugs off the streets. I'd like to see less violence and sex on TV and in video games and in movies.
And I'd like a pony. The gazillionaire former Massachusetts governor sure doesn't tell us how he'd accomplish this. And he's not attacking anyone. It's a soft ad. But Romney is trying to hold off two key opponents, the thrice-married Rudy Giuliani, who, in case you didn't know, was the mayor of Sin Central, New York City, and former Senator Fred Thompson, who used to be a movie actor and lobbyist. The Romney campaign wouldn't talk about its message, despite a spokesman's repeated promises. There's one last twist. When I showed this commercial without sound to people, they had no idea it was about a polluted culture. Here's paralegal Irene Killeen at the New York Midtown Library.
I thought it was going to be about the environment and about caring about everything, and I didn't get that at all.
And the funny thing is that almost everyone has the same reaction. June Speakman, a political science professor at Roger Williams University in Rhode Island, says that's no mistake. When Romney talks about cleaning up the water, for example, it turns blue.
Every word is carefully chosen. The person who speaks is carefully chosen. The text that appears on the screen is carefully chosen. And the visual images as this ocean are carefully chosen.
Speakman says this pitch is aimed at both moderates and social conservatives.
Many conservative Christian religious leaders now have taken an environmental perspective and see themselves as stewards of the environment.
Speakman says the ad may be too confusing for viewers, but Republican Dan Schnur says it may be successful in fishing for voters in these metaphorical waters. Sorry, couldn't help myself. David Folkenflik, NPR News.